Guitarist Manuel Galban is a legend, twice in his native Cuba, first as a member of one of the most popular Cuban groups of the 1960s, Los Zafiros, then 3 decades later for winning a Grammy with Ry Cooder. Audiences in the United States know him for that recording and for his performances on the various Buena Vista Social Club CDs. Reese Ehrlich visited Galban at his home and sent us this report.
Manuel Galban lives in a comfortable, quiet, 3-bedroom apartment in central Havana. He walks over to a living room wall filled with photos of him with such notables as actor Andy Garcia and musicians from the Buena Vista Social Club CD. There's even one of him shaking hands with Fidel Castro. I joked, who's that musician?
¿Quién es? Un otro músico, ¿no?
Otro músico. Ese toca fuerte.
Another musician? Yes, and he plays very strongly.
As a young man, Galban played the Cuban country guitar called the Trace. He moved from his village in eastern Cuba to Havana in 1956. There, Galban adapted techniques from the Trace to electric guitar. Pablo Menendez is an American-born guitarist who's lived in Havana for 42 years and leads the group Mezcla. He says by the early 60s, Galban had developed his signature style.
He was one of the first people to take up electric guitar as his exclusive instrument in Cuba, and he discovered a unique way of playing it where he's not strumming it, he's actually picking the notes and, you know, doing arpeggios that lent itself very well to the rhythmic characteristics of most Cuban music.
In Havana, Manuel Galban heard all kinds of music, especially over the radio. He was struck by the sound of American rock guitarist Duane Eddy.
Duane Eddy. Yes, I've always liked his playing. He plays his style very similar to mine with the bass strings. I wasn't imitating him, but I had a certain similar sound.
In 1962, Galban joined a newly formed group called Los Zafiros. Galban and the four singers played all kinds of Cuban music, bossa nova and even calypso in a doo-wop style.
He venido a decirte.
Cuando yo entré con Los Zafiros a tocar guitarra.
When I became a member of Los Zafiros, I encouraged them to play more rapidly. Here's the original speed of a calypso tune. And then we played a more Cuban style.
Más rápido. Entonces, gustó mucho.
And everyone liked it much better.
Los Zafiros were huge in Cuba. Pablo Menendez says they were as big as the Beatles.
They were very, very popular, and people would just go crazy any place they went. They were young and cute and you know, had hot music, and yeah, that always works.
Galván left Los Zafiros in 1972 and went on to play with several groups, none of them as popular. Then, in the late 1990s, he met Ry Cooder, the American guitarist who came to Cuba and ended up producing the famous Buena Vista Social Club CD. In December 2001, Cooder and Galván sat down in a Havana studio with no written music. Everything was created in jam sessions.
I closed my eyes and the music came. Ry joins in on guitar. It was beautiful. I opened my eyes. It was an aha moment. I didn't know they were recording. I said, I was almost sleepwalking. Ry said, that's the title, Bolero Sonambulo, the sleepwalking bolero.
Bolero Sonambulo.
The CD was called Mambo Sinuendo, which means meandering mambo, and was nominated for a Grammy in 2003. Galván and his wife prepared to fly to Los Angeles for the award ceremony, but U.S. policy prohibits visits by Cuban musicians. So when Mambo Sinuendo won the Grammy as Best Pop Instrumental, the Galbans heard about it over the phone. Manuel's wife, Magda Gutierrez, says they didn't believe it.
Al principio, cuando llamaron por teléfono, no lo queríamos creer. Pensábamos que era una broma.
When we first heard about it on the phone, we thought it was a joke. But the person said, yes, really. When it was announced on the media, all our neighbors heard about it. In our building and the one next door, everyone was shouting, Galván won! Galván won the Grammy!
Her husband is now 77 years old and officially retired, but he still plays 2 gigs a week in Cuban nightclubs.
I practice a lot. Hey, listen to me. It's hard. To play in a cabaret accompanying the rumba on a rhythm guitar, it's very hard.
Muy duro. A mí me decían el metrónomo, me decían.
I'm the metronome.
Manuel Galván plans to keep that metronome wound tight. He's now preparing for a European tour with the Buena Vista Social Club band. For NPR News, I'm Reese Erlich.
Songs from Manuel Galván and Ry Cooder's Mambo Sinuendo, you can visit npr.org/music.